You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
This son of a
bitch. He's a bitch.
Yeah,
that whiny bitch.
I told you, you dumb bitch.
You freaking bitch.
She is an aloof bitch.
Do not clip that, you son of a bitch.
Freaking punch it, bitch.
Lace him up, you little bitch.
Let's go. Bitch.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Resourceful little bitch.
I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch.
This bitch is behind me.
Pop me up over there, bitch.
You freaking bitch.
I've choked a coop.
It happens.
Isachi. I thought it had been a while since we'd done a nice bitch montage.
What have you learned today, Patrick? Well, that Souk's a bitch. That is what I've learned today.
I like a good Souk montage, too. I was going to do that because he's out. Do you want that? Here, let's get that.
Germany's a great city.
What is the freaking Texans doing?
How many days?
I did it.
Yeah, you pretty are.
He was a beta theta.
It's insane.
Why are you going there?
He was a beta theta.
You knew that.
It's insane. I got something's on.
This is much ado about not a whole lot of nothing.
The era has become. There's a little Souk for you.
The other one that you like to do rapid fire, which I like, is this. Oh, wait, hold on. No, not that.
On the fan.
America, yeah! Players, just bold. America, yeah! Just bold. People, no.
You know,
America, yeah. Every once in a while, you get.
That's great.
You guys get some really great drops, and I don't know if listeners out there know this, but I am a P1. I have been for
a
very, very long time.
Thanks, dude.
So it's like, America balls, yeah. Like, I listen to that show a lot.
Josh balls, yeah.
If I'm not, because I'm a little archaic in the sense that if I'm not listening to you guys live, I don't hear you.
Oh, okay.
It's a time and place thing for me.
Gotcha.
The exception is sometimes the guys in the morning. I'll podcast some of their stuff if I'm up and about and doing stuff. But that's also because that 9 o'clock window on the radio is a little rough.
Oh,
and so I go back. So I go back and listen to them. But yeah, it's something kind of fun. Like, as somebody who works here and can pull back the curtain a little bit to know, like, yeah, balls, America. I was like, dude, I was at Delta Park.
I know, right where I was. I also like this one of Souk here. This little montage, this little Souk montage.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
two, three, push four. Blah, blah, blah.
There you go. A little extra soup for you.
Such a funny dude.
Yeah. He's got a lot of good drops.
He's a bitch.
Who do you think has the better set of drops, Suk or me?
Well, that depends on what the definition of is. You know? Suk's definitely volume.
He put the USDA stamp on his dong.
What's, you used to have those old singing drops that you used to do.
You got another thing coming. Rocket to the door.
That stuff's great. See, I love that. But anything, I don't know, man. Like,
I just have always preferred the whites. I wish I could have more white things.
The color white to me just always works.
Could you mix in a black?
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right past it.
See, the Suk being like a Nazi and racist is just such low-hanging fruit that it's
the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
Funniest fruit I've ever had.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, come on, look at him.
I used to be a big white theater guy.
It's just so good. Why?
Come on!
Well, anyway.
I ate ass.
Sorry, I cut you off there.
No, you're fine.
Our new host of Primetime.
No, you're fine. I actually went on this run on Tuesday night. I've got some really sexually explicit Mike Lynch drops.
I'm Jason Sakanik. My penis is very, very important.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're all like innuendos, you know.
Are they in our system here?
They are on my page, yeah.
What's your page called?
They're the hot
let's
corner.
Go, let's go take a listen.
Yeah, they're on the reds in the top right.
Oops.
I think the top right are Mike.
Hot corner.
They might be me.
We have a lot of pages here.
I know. Hey, Dusty Caesar's Palace, can you clean up?
Here we go.
Can we get some of these pages cleaned up?
Somebody suggested Adustus Caesar.
Adustus Caesar. I'm very into that.
The Hera has become.
The Hera has become is also great.
You got to be in to do
okay,
it.
Okay, so not the reds.
Oh.
Whatever color one shining moment is, should be right below the reds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah!
Excuse me, he looks really hot. I'm going to go ahead and not even be coy about it. I'm going to poke Patrick Harris.
See, there's some pretty good ones in
there. I don't mind that.
Yeah. They're not touching the base. They're just trying to slip it in there. And they're going to do him first.
See?
Okay.
That
was there's
my
probably six or seven guys I could name that I would rather do.
See, that's the best part, because Mike is not a very sexually explicit person. So anytime I could find an innuendo, it was like, cut.
Yeah.
Cut that. Cut that.
Yeah, because it made him uncomfortable.
And that's why we do this.
I love it.
That's why we do this. All right, well, love it's it. Club, huh? You want to mess around?
Yeah, let's club, bro.
All right, well, club, bro, coming up next, Primetime, 1080 The Fan. Boy, developing story here. I think Draymond Green might have been ran out of this game.
Yeah.
It is 5-3 Houston, and Draymond has been ejected.
They're 3 minutes into the game. I don't know if he got ejected or not, but he is still, he is such an idiot. He makes you hate the Warriors.
Yeah, he does make you hate the Warriors, but if you're a Warrior fan, you love those four rings.
Did you see what he... I know. He's
essentially,
player.
He and Curry pencil out, right? I mean, Curry's like the easiest guy to like, and Draymond's the easiest guy to hate.
Did you see what he did? He didn't get kicked out.
Oh, they didn't kick him out.
Looks like a flagrant one.
Flagrant one. But my God, man.
The fact... I mean, this goes back to... Not to hijack club stuff, but this goes back to what we were talking about with Kerr and Pop and Phil Jackson. How Steve Kerr deals with this is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, and it almost fell apart the year that Kevin Durant was there, and there was this huge locker room dust up in I believe it was in OKC, either in OKC or Houston, and it almost came to blows between those guys, and Kerr had to set up meeting times for stars to meet with other stars, and managing those guys' egos is the challenge. It's not managing the talent.
Green basically grabbed Green's head and threw him down, but they only gave him flagrant one. We just think that Draymond Green needs to shave because the gray in his beard makes him look.
You know, I respect that he's leaning into it. No, no, just for men for him.
I don't know, man. When things are gray like that, like if
it
you're salt and pepper, like you got some salt and pepper, that looks totally fine. But when it's like pepper, pepper, salt, pepper, pepper, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think he looks terrible.
I think he looks bad, too.
But I don't think he cares what we think.
That he's not getting that charge call.
True story.
He can lie on the ground as much as he wants. I mentioned this to you just to make sure you didn't already go through it, and you were like, "What? Where?" And that's kind of what it thought to me. The most surprising places to find runaway animals.
In Portland?
It's more of like a...
Didn't
well, no,
we
it's like
a bear?
It's like a non-native animal.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
so
always...
it'd be like a gator in Kansas?
Yeah. Like a...
Or something?
Something like that. A giant octopus in the Willamette. Well, found on the highway, actually shut down a highway in Alabama, was a kangaroo.
What?
In Alabama. See what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What in the hell is there a kangaroo
okay,
in Alabama
so
for?
Okay, so my mind immediately goes to some Alabama rube with overalls who has it as a pet.
Patrick Starr
illegal.
Is the animal's owner.
Yeah. Isn't that the name of, like, the SpongeBob character?
It's Starfish.
Oh, okay.
Patrick Starfish, right?
I thought his name was Patrick Starr, and he is a starfish.
Maybe he is Patrick Starr.
I don't know.
I met the
don't
guy.
Look
who,
at me, man.
I met the guy who's the voice of him.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's Dobber from Coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he does now.
I cannot tell you how unimpressed I am with that.
With what?
Just
what I just
all,
said?
All of that.
That's because you're skibbity toilet.
Yeah, dude, he was talking. Well, he talked to me. He said,
I'm more interested in skibbity toilet than that.
He talked. He did a symposium, and he was talking about how he really struggled after Coach because he couldn't get work because everybody just typecast
What's
him.
What's a symposium?
It's like a TED Talk.
Okay.
And then you take some Q&A and stuff like that. And he couldn't get any jobs because everybody just thought he was a lumbering idiot. Went to University of Idaho, played football, blew his knee out,
okay. And
became an actor.
All right.
Couldn't get any work. And then he started doing voice work, got the Patrick Starr gig, and makes like $250,000 a year.
Don't all those guys make a ton of money, the SpongeBob guys?
Yeah, voice acting is where it's at.
Totally.
Without a
doubt.
What
a fun job.
Tom Hanks is like 20 mil for 3 weeks of work on a Toy Story.
Is SpongeBob, what's the SpongeBob guy's name? The guy
like,
who
voices
SpongeBob?
It?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's like super
famous.
I
don't know who it is.
And I guess people, all the SpongeBob fans know him, and when they see him out and about, he's like a celebrity. He's like a rock star, this guy.
Tom Kenny.
Yeah, that guy. At least I think.
Tom Kenny.
Is it SpongeBob? Maybe.
Is it a bunch of stuff that was around when I was a kid?
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway.
Dauber can suck it. I don't care.
I think I heard you guys making
Tom
fun of that
Kenny
show
is estimated to be worth $16 million.
Hey, that ain't a bad little life.
Good to be SpongeBob.
That ain't a bad little life. That ain't a bad little life.
Yeah, Coach was not a good show.
No. Craig T. Nelson, though. The other Van Dyke.
Wait, what? Are you comparing him to Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah.
Don't.
Jerry Van Dyke.
Oh, is that his name?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like comparing him. The greatness...
Craig T. Nelson and Dick Van Dyke?
Yes,
no.
I thought you were.
No, Jerry Van Dyke is on that show.
Oh, okay.
He's like the old guy that screams.
Yeah, okay. I remember Jerry Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke is an American treasure.
Absolutely.
And I love Craig T. Nelson, but he should not be in the same breath as the great DVD.
Oh, where were we? Oh, right.
You're in charge of this mess.
I know. Stop it. Kangaroos in Alabama. Patrick Starr. He owns a.
Oh, yeah.
He owns a petting zoo.
Yeah, so he's like Joe Exotic.
Yeah, he owns a petting zoo. Where was it? A pumpkin patch and a petting zoo.
Is that legal? Like, you can have a kangaroo in Alabama?
It doesn't say anything about him getting arrested.
You just have to call it a petting zoo.
Yeah, the kangaroo is named Sheila.
What do you think that the...
Sheila's just a pet. She's back home safe. She's up. She's not staged.
Well, how did she get out?
They don't say. But it stopped traffic.
I think kangaroos are cool. You ever seen a kangaroo, like a real-life kangaroo?
No, I have not. But they are kind of one of those... creatures that feels like you're really cool. You're like one of those guys that like I really want to hang out with you, but you would also whoop my ass.
They're cool but scary.
Yeah. It's like I want to hang out with you, but I also really don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well, yeah, because you've seen those videos of them like boxing dudes and stuff.
And just lighting people up.
Yeah.
Although I love the classic one. When the kangaroo's, like, messing with this guy's dog, and he just runs out there and just cold clocks him in the face, and they're standing there eye to eye, and then the kangaroo turns around and walks away.
Is that a real video?
I think that's a real video.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Buck, you know which one I'm talking about?
I know the one you're talking about. I can't confirm whether it's real or fake. It definitely looks fake, but I don't know if it is.
That is a great video. I've seen it multiple times.
Because, like, the guy goes to protect his dog, or so we think, or at least that's the way it looks. Yeah. And then he hits him, and the kangaroo's, like, unfazed. It's like, okay, now what, buddy? And he just kind of looks at him, and then he, like, I think he kind of lets the dog go, and that's the end of it.
And I feel like the kangaroo, or it's, like, old enough, an old enough video that I don't know if we were really making fake stuff. Like, you think it's, like, a dude in a kangaroo suit?
No, I don't think it's a dude in his kangaroo suit. I think it's like AI. Or it's like
Oh, see, I don't think CGI. It's AI. I think it's too old to be AI.
You might be right. Hold on. I'm going to see if Snopes has anything
on. I'm on Snopes right now.
What is Snopes?
This Snopes is like, it's like the website where you
Snopes
up
says it's real. Says it's a true story.
I did not know there was a fact checking website about fake videos and real videos.
Snopes. Yeah.
How do they know
anything? They just do their best. Sometimes they don't know, but they do their best to.
Matthew Amore, who organized the trip in support of a friend who was battling an incurable disease, detailed the events that led his friend to punching a kangaroo. Mr. Moore said it was totally out of character for his friend, Mr. Tonkins, to hit the marsupial, describing him as a placid bloke. My mate has a good government job. He's gone pretty quiet on all this. We were driving along. The dogs are loose. They're trained to smell pig's blood. Picked up a scent. The dog went past 20 kangaroos, which they are trained not to touch. But anyways, this big buck got a hold of my friend's dog, and he just grabbed him.
Yeah, so this was 2016. It's on YouTube. You can watch it. If you haven't seen it, it's the damnedest thing.
I mean,
man punches a kangaroo.
It feels famous
in the face.
To me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
Like, it's a famous YouTube video.
Well,
at this
let me
point.
Look at the like, views.
How maybe not quite double rainbow status, but I feel like it is, you know,
rainbow.
In the pantheon of YouTube videos.
By the way, that double rainbow guy, he died like a while ago.
Yeah.
Apparently, he scheduled posts out on YouTube like 14 years into the future. Whoa. So there's like new stuff of his coming out every day still.
So, it's like the first time I ever really saw somebody on the internet on drugs.
And like he claims he was sober.
Yeah, you're like watching that video and it's like he's like about to cry because the second
what
rainbow.
Does it all mean?
It's double rainbow. It's like, wow, dude, this guy's on drugs.
Dude, this is such a great video. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, man.
Y'all want some drugs.
Dude, the kangaroo not just has the dog. It's
has
like the dog in a headlock.
Yeah.
As if it's like
the kangaroo's like
wrestling.
Bodybuilder status.
Yes.
It's like rocked out.
I know.
Out.
If you look at the arms, the kangaroo is
Thing's
what they say,
buff.
Yoked.
And that's a big dog, too. So he lets the dog go when the guy comes up. And then they just stand there like boxers.
Yep.
Like the kangaroo's like, what are you going to do? And the guy's like kind of, you know, got his mitts up. And then he just freaking punches the kangaroo.
And goes, boom. And the kangaroo, like,
not face.
Just kind of takes it like, whoa.
Just looks at him like, you son of a bitch.
I can't believe
punch
he hit
it, bitch. I'm either going to rip your head off right now or I'm going to go away.
The kangaroo had a moment of, I can't believe he hit me.
And the kangaroo's little kangaroo arms kind of go up like, whoa.
And then
like,
the guy just turns and runs away. And the kangaroo's like, all right, I guess that's it.
Dude,
I guess I got my ass beat.
That is the coolest video ever. I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch. Of all time, that's the coolest video. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it again. Or, I mean, if you've seen it, you have to watch it again. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. And then the dogs are just running around.
Yeah.
Is it cooler than that surfer who punched out a shark? Do you remember that video?
No.
I mean, you don't see it as well as this video.
No, I think this is way cooler. Because I just didn't know kangaroos bowed up like that. Like, I thought they kick with their little feetsies.
Yeah.
And they claw you, but I didn't think that they bowed up and, like, come on,
I mean, they're bipedal, you know? They're bipedal with extended
What's bipedal
limbs.
Mean?
Stand on your 2 feet, not on four. Humans are bipedal.
Yeah.
When we come back, can you prevent forest fires? First.
Wildfires.
First, there's Buck with Sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Shout out to the YouTube bros. I kind of liked seeing you in a Barca lounger on the YouTube.
Yeah, last Seggy, I had my feet kicked up for the Seggy.
Your like eyes were like right above the cameras. You just like look half there.
Yeah,
I was initially concerned for the first portion of the show because right after Dusty left, you kind of had feet up, kicked out, and I'm like, is that a problem for their television cameras?
He was ready to. He was ready to not work.
Oh, yeah, for TV. Yeah. Were we on TV today?
Oh.
Aren't you the producer?
People don't tell me these things.
Yeah, we have nothing. We're on TV for the first hour.
Oh. Is it still CW stuff?
CW.
That's right. Okay, all right.
But none of us have anything to do with it. I don't.
It's insane. Does it just come from the YouTube feed?
No.
Or well, what camera is it then?
It's the same camera.
Well, they have multiple cameras. Yeah, I think they have the feed from the same cameras, but they can cut them differently,
yeah.
I think.
They have somebody. I think they have somebody working.
So some poor dude is in.
They have like a director in a studio over there that's like cutting cameras.
And he's like never met any of you guys. And
no.
He's like, God, I hate these idiots.
Yeah, we've talked on email once or twice maybe.
I guarantee you he hates us.
One time they called because there was something blocking one of the cameras.
How'd they get the phone number?
Look, it's
did the phone ring, Buck, and you were like, oh my God, I've never seen this thing ring.
No, when we first struck this deal up, I provided my contact information and they theirs, and so they...
How professional of you.
Yeah.
Good producer.
That's right.
As you know, Patrick, it's a high-budget operation. I mean, I didn't think anything could get more low, but... Oh, never mind. I should shut up.
You, like, just caught yourself as you say it out loud.
Yep.
It is always fun to realize... Up, to realize as it's coming out of your mouth.
Shouldn't say it. Let's
Isachi.
I want to get to your clip. Buck, can we get the Sam Elliott, Patrick clips? We need to get this lined up because...
You can prevent wildfires.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Beef tacos.
Taco. Beef tacos.
Okay, so I think that's good enough. Is that our best clip of Patrick?
Here are three. This was the first one from Hot Corner.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
See, I think the voice, only you can prevent wildfires.
Like that one.
No, only you can prevent
wildfires. No, it's the first
wildfires.
One.
The first one's the best.
Yeah.
It's deeper. Yeah.
Yeah. So can we put the first one next to Sam?
Only you can prevent wildfire.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yeah, I think that's our best bet.
I think so too, but I think he's gonna know.
Yeah, he is.
I think he's gonna know.
But if we did the only you part, only the only you part, I think that he would be fooled.
Cut up
only you can prevent wildfires.
It's cute.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. What do you do if you have this voice of mine?
What do you mean?
Well, you know,
keep talking.
I never knew this thing was like such a big deal. But boy, everybody not named Patrick has something really interesting to say about my voice every time.
You know what I'd do if I were you?
Huh.
I would create your own voiceover business.
Mm. Do the SpongeBob thing. Be a $16 million man.
I do have a degree in theater. I was an actor for a long time.
Well, create your own voiceover business.
Yeah, I know.
And then you can just work from home.
That'd be pretty dope.
In your dirty undies.
But like, I had to pick up something from my wife from her job the other day, and I met a bunch of her coworkers for the first time. And of course, the number one thing they got to say to her is about the voice.
Yeah.
Well, last time I was on primetime, I did a croon off.
Oops.
With old Schultzy.
Yeah. Well, it's a good voice. I'm not gonna lie, you got a nice voice. I'm jealous of it, really.
Which is weird because I don't think about it ever.
Did you smoke?
Yeah.
Do you smoke?
No.
Was smoking part of why you sound like that?
Nope. Sounded like this before.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, it probably got a little more raspy and, you know.
Yeah. Catalonian beef ragu.
Beef ragu.
Do you think Elliot smokes? Is he a smoker?
I think he was a smoker. Yeah, in the 70s, 80s, for sure. No, it was always kind of like this. I don't get it. It's something I never think about, yet is constantly brought up in my presence. The worst is, yeah, you do have a face for radio. Oh, God.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Oh, God. And then Harrington hits me with the Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
I was uncalled for.
You never hear that, do you?
I got his phone number.
You're Doogie.
I'm going to send it to other people and have them prank him.
Doogie Howser.
No, I wouldn't do that. I could probably get fired from here.
Neil Patrick Harris, underrated.
Hilarious.
Very good.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he's very good.
Physical humor, yep. Hilarious.
And he knows what's up. I never watch How I Met Your Mother, but
no,
I've seen him in other stuff.
I can't watch those network TV shows with the canned laughter. It's like I grew up watching those, you know, like Seinfeld and Friends and things like that.
They're the worst.
But once I got to a certain age, it's like, man, you can't even say, you know, you can't say damn. You can't, like, it's, like, controversial when a white guy's dating a black girl. Like, it's so cringy.
Well, they're all dumbed down.
Yeah, you know? Like, the Big Bang Theory and the How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, pretty stupid. What's your favorite show right now? What are you watching?
I'm watching Andor, because I'm a Star Wars nerd.
What? Andor?
Andor, yeah. It's really good. We just finished Severance.
Great show.
We also just finished The Pitt.
Which one's that?
That's Noah Wiley. Emergency Room.
Oh, yeah, you said that the other day. Yeah, no, I can't get into that one.
Really graphic.
The best show on TV right now, Mobland.
Yeah, I haven't got into that.
Freaking great.
Yeah.
Well, it's Guy Ritchie.
Oh, he's doing TV.
Yeah.
See, he's got that cool style.
Yeah.
That style always worked.
Yep.
Always worked.
Yep.
You know, the Lock, Stock, and the Snatch, those movies.
Everything he does is great, in my opinion. And he's got and Tom Hardy is wonderful in it.
Oh, I like
it. Pierce Brosnan's in it.
I like Tom Hardy a lot. I always found it interesting. I when I saw The Revenant, and it was Leo got his Oscar, and I was like,
what about Tom Hardy? My wife said she would leave me for Tom Hardy. We were watching it the other night. She goes,
he's good looking.
She turns to me and goes, babe, he's in my five.
Well, they don't look alike in any way, but he's got the Sam Elliott vibes to him. A little rugged. But also a little, like, mysterious.
Yeah.
And that grunty, gritty, sexy.
Yeah, he's tough guy, sexy.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah. I think Jeremy Renner has that, too, a little bit.
Mm.
Maybe a little more clean cut.
I think he plays those parts, but I don't think he's that way. Tom Hardy seems like just a dude you want to go drink a bottle of Jameson with.
Well, you'd have to bring two. One for you, one for him.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Great actor. Plus, if you see him in Inception, he plays the complete opposite character of what he normally plays.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like a very feminine-driven homosexual, very cerebral and kind of quiet, but not this like kind of dude that he.
Who's he married to?
Probably a hot.
I'm gay. I'm gay. I'm gay.
Isn't he married to someone famous?
I don't know. I don't keep up with that stuff. I can't follow it enough. You know, I never know.
Her name's Charlotte. Charlotte Riley.
Charlotte Riley.
Yeah,
Charlie.
She was in Peaky Blinders.
Oh, there you go.
Another great show.
I didn't see that either.
What? Dude, that show's great. One of my favorites of all time.
Yeah.
Peaky Blinders. I'm
trying to watch more TV. It's just difficult, man. My kids are young still, you know? So it's like hard to find that quiet time to watch a TV show.
And yeah, I hear you.
And if my wife and I want to watch it together, she's asleep 10 minutes in.
That's what Buck's got going on right now.
Yeah.
He's got the little littles.
Like, Buck, you ain't watching TV for at least a decade.
Well, you guess you and your wife watch shows late.
Well, that's the thing. We try to, but one of us is usually so wiped by the end of the day that, like, it'll take us sometimes one or two sittings to get through, like, an hour episode of something. So we try to stick to more half-hour programs because they're easier to follow all the way through on. Mm-hmm. But, it's taken us a month to try to finish Season 2 of Severance. We're still not there yet.
Yeah, we hit, and I don't think it was because of a point in the show, but we hit a lull with like three episodes to go, and we waited like 2 weeks before we even did it.
It can be dark in lighting, it can be slow in pace, and it can be like dialogue heavy without a ton of action, and so not a good recipe when you're dealing with two sleepy parents.
Yeah. Sleepy parents.
Tom Hardy has admitted to sex with men. Did you know that?
That's dope. Good for him.
Yeah.
Ate ass.
God.
That is insane. I can't believe he said that out loud. Is that out of context?
Yeah.
He was talking about falling. He was like, I think he was on one of those.
Oh, he was
like,
trying to say I ate S.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. He was. I think he was saying I ate ass, but in the way like I fell and like I ate it on.
Like, I ate dog poop.
I don't think so. I think he was saying I ate ass, but what he meant is like I was falling on my ass.
What he meant was I ate ass. Yes.
Yeah,
what
I
you're
ate
saying.
S.
But he said I ate ass, and then he realized what he said and he went, eh.
I ate ass.
Which makes me think he does.
Yeah, Tom Hardy, 2010.
Was on one of those lime scooters when he
ate ass. I think more people, like if you're into that stuff or if you wanted to check it out, I think more people should be more open about that. Normalize
it. It's up to them.
Yeah, dude.
But he said, I'm an actor. He goes, I'm an actor for F's sakes. Of course I have.
That's what? What?
That's what he said.
So
of course I've tried dudes.
So if you have an artistic or quirky profession, of course you've tried doing it with same sex?
Well, I think he's just saying there's a lot of that in
Hollywood. When you're an actor, though, you're looking for a high. There's a high in acting. And it's like an emotion and a feeling and an experience. Out of body, things that you don't normally come across. So I'm sure he's probably just chasing that high. Like, man, I'm not normally with dudes. How cool would this feel? Trying something new and crazy is what I would imagine.
He said, I've played with everything and everyone. Wow. I love the form and physicality.
He's the only guy on planet Earth that thinks the unit is good looking.
Yeah, he said, now that I'm in my 30s, it doesn't do it for me. I'm done experimenting.
They are going to rock your ass for 2 hours.
Oh, boy.
So I have learned today that Suk is a bitch and that
he
eats ass.
I ate ass.
He ate ass once. I'm telling you, Mobland's great.
That's whiny bitch.
All right, we'll get out of here. We'll wrap this show up next. Primetime, 10 in the fan.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I give you two dudes swallowing wieners.
Like we always say, there's a drop for everything, Patrick.
Man, oof.
I was talking about Joey Chestnut and...
Kobayashi.
That one's intentional, though.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing that on.
Yeah.
He's doing bits.
I like.
Hey, I had a new wiener the other day, and it was delightful.
I like the
Chinese wiener.
I like the ones that you just can't catch, or like you don't wiener. Intentionally do.
Yeah.
They just kind of fall out.
Right, and then you go.
I need ass. Well, the big fella will be back on Monday.
Yeah, I can't wait. I miss my old buddy.
What stories does he have?
Oh, dude. He's going to have all kinds of tales.
Is it... I mean, the drinking escapades are going down for
did
sure.
Did they even attempt to see the Pope?
Yeah.
No chance. They took one look at the lines and left. Went to a bar. Although, yeah, it's one of two things. Either that, like they bailed on all of it. They're like, dude, you wouldn't... He's going to come back and I think what he's going to say is, you will not believe the sea of humanity that was at the Vatican.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or it's going to be, yeah, dude, you won't believe it. We got all the way to the front of the line, saw the Pope's little dead feet. You know?
Do you think, does he travel like I travel, where I'm basically just going to new places to eat and drink?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you travel that way?
Yes.
Yeah. I love traveling
I'm
that way.
I'm less of
I mean, I will definitely see the sights.
Yeah, although he didn't plan things. This trip. This was already planned. It was planned but for a buddy's birthday, and he's just going along.
Everything
with it.
Is about where am I going to eat, when am I going to eat, where am I going to drink, and what am I going to drink.
Correct. There is not, when I'm on vacation, there is not 20 minutes that goes by at any point of the day that I don't think about having a drink.
Without a doubt.
On vacation.
And I'm not really like food-driven person, but on vacation, it's food as well.
It's like when am I going to start? Yeah, and food. And where?
Yeah.
Like, that's such a huge thing. When you're on vacation. I'm not a huge sightseer, go-do-everything guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge adventurer. I just like people. I like hanging out with locals.
Yeah.
I like seeing, like going to places and eating and drinking, like you said, and just walking around. And
like, for example, you know, wife and I were in Paris 2 summers ago.
Gay Paris.
And seeing the Eiffel Tower, that's good enough for me.
How long did you look at it?
I don't need 15 seconds.
I will say the Eiffel Tower.
I don't need to like go up the elevator and into the gift shop. We were in a cab, and the cab driver goes, "There is Notre Dame," and I was like, "Oh, cool, the church."
Nice.
And we moved on.
The Eiffel Tower is one of those things that I feel like I saw it on a postcard. I'm like, I don't really need to see that. And then I actually saw it in person. I'm like,
it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's amazing, cool. Right?
And you can, yeah. You can walk around the city and it just pops up sometimes. Like you turn down a road, and then there's like a clearing.
But to your point,
enough
Patrick,
to just see it.
Paris, an amazing city, simply for eating and drinking.
Yes.
And doing nothing else.
But I guess I mean it in the sense that there's like, you know, there's the Louvre for the Mona Lisa. There's Notre Dame. There's there's the Archway. There's all these like tourist sightseeing things. And I would rather just walk somewhere to get a drink or get some food and then see it next to me. Be like, oh, wow, that was cool.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Those types of things are merely filler in between drinks.
Mm-hmm.
That's all those are.
Yeah, like Bourbon Street. I've never been to New Orleans, but if I go to Bourbon Street, I kind of I don't know. I feel like I would just stand there and see the stereotypical look and go, "Okay, where are we going to eat and drink?" Like I don't want to like
did you
hang
say
out there.
Did you say Bourbon Street?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, no. Totally different.
Yeah?
Yes, because Bourbon Street is you. Like, you and Bourbon Street would have sex.
Okay.
You're going to love Bourbon Street because that's all it is.
That, like, is the activity.
Let's it's duck into this bar. Let's duck into
okay,
that bar.
Okay, all right.
There's no sights. It's all just a bunch of drunk people.
I'm doing Vegas for the first time in June, and that'll be probably my big test.
Yeah.
Of like, yeah, yeah, how well do you do this? Like, I'm excited to go up to Fremont, you know, to kind of like...
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Just duck in and grab a drink here. It's people watch, duck in, grab a drink there.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, play some cards at one crappy casino, have a beer.
I'll do that, yeah, like
duck
once.
Duck into the next one and have two beers. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a good table and you stay at that next table for all night, or you go down the road.
I don't know how much I'm going to gamble, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Text line asks if Sook traveled all the way to the Vatican just to go to the TGI Fridays.
Do you know that story?
No.
He was in Mexico City and he went to a Chili's.
Yeah, he went and ate late night at a Chili's in Mexico City.
How drunk are you?
Yeah, they were drunk.
You have to be.
Come on, dude. Mexico City's like one of the best food cities in the world.
Yeah, no kidding.
So anyway, we gave him a lot. We're never going to let him live that down. So now we think he's probably going to Buca di Beppo in freaking Venice.
As an American, I can see that, okay? My wife and I were once in Bruges and we walked by a McDonald's. And there was, no joke, 25, 18-year-old dudes there. Just stoked. They were like locals or like Belgian.
People. Yeah.
Like stoked to be eating McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. But, I mean, come on, dude. You go on vacation, you're eating at McDonald's?
American Tex-Mex in Mexico?
Yeah. That's Are you brutal. Eating at Chili's in any other city in the world?
My hotel in Paris was next to a Domino's. I did not eat Domino's.
I was going
to
say, did you order a freaking Domino's pizza in Paris?
I did not.
How were the French, by the way? Were they all right?
They were very nice.
Were they?
Yeah.
But when they travel,
but we're nice. So it was like, excuse me, we're very, you know, self-deprecating. Like, I'm sorry I don't speak the language. We don't need much. I met a cab driver. I said, parlez-vous anglais, which is, do you speak English? And he said, oh, no. I was like, oh, hell, what do I do here? Paluve Espanol? Just see me, amigo. All right.
Wow.
So he's faked my Spanish way
Did
through
you
that.
Wear a beret?
No.
Why not?
Nobody wears a beret. Not even the French. All right, that'll do it for us. Sook will be back on Monday. Isaac, thank you so much, as always, for letting me in a couple times this week. The
Peace,
show is
bro.
Yours on Monday. Once again, congratulations to Dusty Hera, the new boss.
Yeah.
And that'll do
we'll
it for
see.
Us.
He's by the way, can I say something before we leave? He's already replied to all the people congratulating him on the stupid email.
So now
with
we hate
some
him.
Stupid corporate, like,
oh,
I can't
wait to get started.
Yeah, yeah. Dusty.
For Isaac Rop, that's Ryan Buckley on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I do.